From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The government has arrested eight people for allegedly making off with big prizes from McDonald's promotional contests. The FBI says the eight distributed the winning pieces to their friends. No McDonald's employees are implicated. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Not even McDonald's shifty advertising character, the Hamburglar, went this far. The fast food company has allegedly been the victim of a $13 million plot to steal the top prizes in the company's promotional contest. According to a complaint filed today, the scheme began in 1995, when Simon Marketing Corporation was hired to administer the contest based on monopoly. The prizes? Diamonds and gold, cars and vacations, even $1 million in cash. Attorney General John Ashcroft said Simon was supposed to distribute the game pieces to give customers a random chance of winning.
However, the government is charging that a Simon employee, Jerome Jacobson, embezzled the winning high-value game pieces and conspired to have individuals fraudulently claim to be the winners.
Specifically, the complaint alleges that Jacobson, who worked in the security department of Simon, gave the winning pieces to friends and associates. Those people then allegedly recruited others to represent themselves as legitimate winners. When they received the prizes, the supposed winners took their share of the winnings, kicked back some to the recruiters, and ultimately to Jacobson. The FBI got wind of this when someone tipped them off to the scheme. Eventually, the FBI got court-ordered wiretaps, and acting FBI Director Tom Picard said when investigators listened in, they heard the defendants conspiring.
There were conversations about tax consequences, recruitment problems, money distribution schemes, and even discussions about how to pressure McDonald's to pay the winnings faster.
With this information, the government arrested eight people in six different states. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.